The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Allowing the mind and body to settle. Finding your own skillful way to support the settling. The gathering of the mind. Awareness becoming more stable. And in the settling process, remembering that unprovoked, undisturbed, it's really the nature of the mind to settle into a stable, unified, clear, balanced state. So how does support this natural movement towards the mind becoming more stable, more balanced, more clear? Of course, if we try too hard or try with an unskillful kind of effort, then it turns out we just agitate the mind, disturb the mind, get greedy, and then frustrated, and then on and on. But on the other hand, if we aren't wholehearted, if we don't value the settling, then we're unlikely to support the mind becoming settled and peaceful. So simply allow everything that's been learned in the past, just allow this wisdom to arise here, to support everything settling down. A very bright, relaxed, balanced presence. And of course, the settling of the mind isn't as nice as it can be. It isn't for its own sake. The mind settles in order to investigate, in order to better understand the way things are. And tonight, because of the theme for our study, with whatever stability of awareness, whatever balance, with whatever clarity, interested in this refuge of the Buddha that is here and now, not something the thinking mind constructs, in fact, not at all dependent on the mind's conceptions of what the Buddha is. Has nothing to do with one's ideas, but it is here and now, whatever this refuge is. If it is a refuge, then it's here and now, always. Doesn't require a special moment to be here. Any moment will do. And this refuge of the Buddha specifically points to this aspect that's here and now that forever remains unstainable, doesn't come and go, doesn't get wrecked or disturbed. So as a useful concept, you can use the space of the present moment, the space of here and now, as something to support the contemplation. What is trustworthy? What remains unstained, unmoved? That's here and now. And in a light way, not forced, see if it's possible to be interested in this contemplation on the Buddha. The one who knows. And see if it can be trusted, if the heart, if the mind can rest, trust, appreciate this refuge. And the most important thing, of course, is this investigation, this trusting of the refuge of the Buddha. Can't be forced. Be on the lookout for the mind's projections. Always will be more simple than however the mind might conceive it to be. Always the conceptions will be limited. And there are different ways to explore the refuge. When the heart relaxes, when the mind and body relaxes, rests, trusts, what is it that comes into view with that? Trust and relaxation. If there truly is a refuge that's here and now, then is it safe to allow the sense of doing to just cease? One of the important preliminary practices in the Thai forest tradition is to repeat the mantra Buddho, which is just the word Buddha with a slightly different pronunciation, Buddho, with the breath, Buddho. Bu with the inhalation, Do with the exhalation, silently, of course. And it's just a way of taking refuge in the one who knows, refuge in the Buddha that's here and now. It's important to be honest. To a very large degree, the mind doesn't know what it's looking for. So it's probably best just to relax and to let whatever is here and now just reveal itself in its own time, in its own way. So instead of thinking that we know and looking for it, it's probably more helpful to practice relaxing and resting, being alert and relaxed, awake and relaxed, and letting whatever is here and now, just allowing it to reveal itself. And then in this emphasis of being relaxed right in the middle of things, and when there's a natural balance of clarity and relaxation, and just intuiting, noticing any sense of safety . What are the supports for a sense of safety, a sense of ease? Remember, it's not something to figure out, something to awaken to or notice. We're getting interested in this alert and relaxed place. We're getting interested in the experience of refuge or safety, ease. Allowing it to reveal itself in a very direct, immediate way. So we know that we're looking, we're interested in what's here and now. And we know it has qualities of safety. A trustworthy quality. And we're told that it remains unstainable. And we're told that it isn't something the mind can figure out, isn't something that the mind can conceive. In other words, we don't think about it. It isn't about thinking about anything. So whatever this meditation on the Buddha is about, we just have some pointing out instructions that this reflection on the Buddha is all about what's here and now, space of the present moment. So rely on these clues, this pointing out. It's trustworthy. It has something to do with a sense of safety, sense of release. It's here and now. The thinking mind can't conceive of it, but it's here and now. It's real. It's not pretend or abstract. And just enjoy the contemplation. Getting tight about it, of course, just leads to being tight. And of course, often what's most clear in this kind of contemplation is the mind learning what is not the refuge, what is not the Buddha. Right? When the mind, when the awareness sees the mind worrying or striving or whatever, well, this isn't it. But those moments of distraction are quite useful because you can notice what remains unstained even though the mind was lost in thought. The body might very well be affected by having been lost in thought. There may be some tension. The mind might be disturbed, some self-judgment. I keep thinking, what's going on? But there's something that remains unmoved, even when we're a bad meditator. Remains unaffected. This is a refuge. This is the Buddha. It's here and now.